AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump is firing back at Republicans who are angered because the GOP presidential candidate questioned Senator John McCain's heroism during the Vietnam War.
I don't need a poll to tell Donald Trump it's not good to say that John McCain's a loser because he was captured in a time of war. It's not good to say that 11 million illegal immigrants are rapists and drug dealers when they're not. All I can say is that this is turning into a circus.
After McCain ally Lindsey Graham called Trump a jackass on CBS This Morning, Trump campaigning in Graham's home state of South Carolina called the senior senator an idiot and a lightweight. The number of well-known Republicans running for president has now grown to 16. The latest in the race is Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who says he'll bring about big ideas. Kasich, who served in Congress, says God has given him skills he'll need as president.
I'm just a flawed man. Flawed man. Trying to honor God's blessings in my life. I don't even understand it all. He's been very good to me.
An 18-year-old Connecticut man may be in trouble with the FAA after posting a video online that shows shots being fired from a drone that had been jury-rigged with a handgun. A heat wave forced dog owners in Philadelphia to walk their pets this morning before temperatures soared into the 90s.
It's too hot in the afternoon. She'll come here and she'll just try and sit in the shade under a bench or something. So we have to come earlier in the morning so it's a little cooler out.
Like Tess Thompson, Lois Evans also sought relief in a community garden.
It's very hot out here and humid. Normally, I try to come early in the morning or later in the evening when it's not quite so hot.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama is accusing foes who reject the Iran nuclear deal of rushing to war in the Middle East.
Accomplish nothing. Mark Smith at the White House. Listen closely to the debate, says the president, and you'll hear some of the same chest thumping that led America into Iraq.
We're hearing the echoes of some of the same policies and mindset that failed us in the past.
In fact, he says some of the very same voices rejecting even the idea of a negotiated settlement.
We know the consequences of that choice and what it cost us in blood and treasure.
Speaking to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Pittsburgh, Obama said the nuclear deal with Iran represents the best hope for closing off Tehran's pathways to a bomb, and far better than angry sound bites, which he said accomplish nothing. Mark Smith at the White House.
Dick Durbin, a member of the Senate's Democratic leadership, is voicing support for the president's deal with Iran. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.